welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I'm going to be answering a question that just came into the direct messages this week, and it's one that I've definitely spoken about before, but not in this specific way. And I want to kind of break down in some detail as to kind of the strategies and the things that we do day to day, which really, really help us generate the result that the answer to this question is actually looking for. And the question is, why am I not generating business from social media? Why am I actually putting in all this time and effort creating content, sending messages to people, running paid advertising, running pay-per-click, trying to get traffic to my website, and I'm just not seeing the results that I believe I deserve? Why am I not getting a return on the time that's being spent? It's probably one of the most commonly asked questions that I see, one, in my own messages, two, in comments, and then three, in other people's groups. And I've actually experienced this myself, especially when I was first starting out in business. And I realized that there were some specific things which, when you do them in combination, you can actually start to see the results. And if you don't do them in this combination, then you find yourself actually just going around in a pointless circle, feeling frustrated and then eventually giving up. And for me, like when you're looking at using social, whatever platform it is, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, whatever it is, if you're solely focusing in on social media as a lead generation source, then it can be really, really difficult. And the reason being is mainly due to the fact that 9 times out of 10, you don't either, one, have an audience, or two, you're not well known enough for people to actually listen to the stuff that you're creating. So for the people that I've been working with over the past couple of years, people that are in startups, people that are trying to build a brand from scratch, they start doing all of these different tactics, all of these different strategies that they see online, whether it's paid ads or organic, and they're not able to see the results the person that's training them is giving them because they don't have the background and the brand behind them, which has that credibility for people to actually pay any attention to the message that they're providing. So they end up just fighting an endless battle. And this is where the biggest problem lies, because when we think about business to its like most basic concept, it all comes down to, one, knowing exactly what your business does and what problems you solve. Two, then having a product and service about it. And then three, building as many relationships as you possibly can so you can become the most recommendable business. Now, I say that because, like, if I think back through to all the different clients that I've worked with over the past 2.5, 3, 3.5 years, if I'd have just used social media, so I hadn't have met people, I hadn't have been referred, I hadn't have been recommended, if I just looked at social media as a sole lead generation source to conversation to sold and completed business, I would probably be about 5% of the size of the company that I currently am right now. 5%. Because when you actually look at the makeup of what our customer base is, 95% of it comes from recommendations and referrals. My social media is used as a tool. It's not used as my sole marketing strategy. In fact, if I really think about it, I put content out there to build relationships with people that are currently following me 100% of the time, definitely. But when I'm having conversations with people, they've normally been referred to me from someone else. I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday at a mastermind that I was running and or was being a part of. And he actually said that his stepdad had recommended he listen to me for any advice on starting the business. Which I thought was incredible. Like, bearing in mind my target market, I've never really defined it by age, but to have people of all different kinds of ages recommended me as a profile to go to, that's like being big for me. Like, that really meant a lot. And so then when that person then started to listen to my content, watching my content, they already had that layer of trust that I knew what I was talking about because his stepdad had actually said to pay attention. So this stuff really all starts with the fundamental business basics and actually understanding how business is done. And it all comes down to that one thing that I talk about a lot and it's relationship building. It's using these social media platforms as places to build credibility, so people talk about you to other people when your subject area comes into conversation. So when I was in property, I was looking for people to speak about Chris Taylor, serviced accommodation guy that was doing amazing things in the industry with his business partner at the time. And if you want to learn or you want to invest in that specific property strategy, then you need to speak to Chris. Those conversations were happening because I was appearing online every single day, showcasing how good we were at what we did. We became really recommendable because people knew exactly what we did, what we offered, and that actually we were doing it because I was showcasing the fact that we were doing it. But if you're not in these communities, if you're not getting yourself out there, if you're not meeting new people every day telling them what you do, it's so easy for them to be able to think of somebody else when your subject area comes up. So there's some things that you've really got to think about here. And I'm just going to talk openly. And actually, if you're listening to this before Wednesday, the 28th of July, I think it's the 28th, it's Wednesday, 2 days after this podcast is initially released. I'm actually going to be breaking this down in a masterclass and running a free training, completely one-off. It says a massive thank you to all the people that have supported me up to 40,000 followers on Instagram. And if you want to join it, if you head to my Instagram profile, you can click the link and you can come and spend some time. And I'm going to be breaking down the exact journey that I've taken to be able to get to where I am now and how we've been able to generate business. I have spent so much money trying to learn all of these different social media strategies. And what I've realized is that, like, where people say their one strategy is the one that you need to focus on is totally and utterly wrong. Like, I see people in a specific group that I'm in where they're completely brand new to business. They're not clear on their offer. They're not confident when they're creating content. Therefore, when they're then putting these advertisements up on Facebook, they're putting out poor representations of themselves, and then they're wondering why, when they then spend £100 on a paid advertisement, why it's not getting them any results. It's because when these Facebook ads are appearing in other people's profiles, these people don't know who you are. They then come to your profiles and there's no credibility on there. They've not been recommended your way, and therefore they just ignore the ad. Now, that's 99% of people that are running Facebook ads right now. The 1% are the ones where they've got an amazing hook, an amazing headline, which draws and captures people's attention and keeps them coming towards them. So that's fine. But I want to talk to the 99% that are busting their asses trying to generate results, and they're getting so frustrated because they know they deserve it, but they just can't get there. I was that person. And for me, it's about going through this specific process, which I'm going to be going in more detail to on Wednesday. However, I'm going to be going through it literally just 3 to 4 things which I think you need to do. Number one is get clear on your identity. Now, you've spoken or you've heard me speak about this in the past, right? I get really, really clear on what it is that you specifically do, what problem it is that you specifically solve, and then what the product and service is that you use to solve that problem. You need to know exactly what those three things are, and you need to have 150% self-belief in yourself, belief in yourself that you can actually solve that problem. The moment that I believed in myself, the moment that I had my identity nailed, was the moment that things started to actually generate momentum and actually provide me with the results that I knew I deserved. Once you've got clear on that identity, you then need to start telling people. So you need to update your social media profiles. You need to make sure that wherever it is that you're appearing online, that it states clearly what it is that you do, what problem it is that you solve, and what's the product and service that you use to help people. Start talking about it, whether it's in content, whether it's in direct messaging conversations. However, just make sure that your profiles, if I was to go and search them right now, that when I go to that profile, it clearly communicates to me what it is that you do. If you don't know what that is and you don't have 100% confidence in it, take the time to test it. Take the time to think about it and get it right. Because when you do, that's when things start to change. Because that's when you start to actually communicate it clearly. Once you've then done that, social media is great for networking, right? You've got other people's communities that you can start participating in. Actually, just thinking back to it this morning, someone actually asked a question in one of our groups saying, should people be using Facebook groups anymore? Facebook groups seem dead. And I'm like, it depends what Facebook groups you're looking in. Because for me, yes, 9 times out of 10, a Facebook group is dead right now. However, if you can find the 1 in 10 that isn't, then it's a huge opportunity. So whatever it is that you provide, go and actually start having a look for communities, both online and offline, where you can start participating. One of the things that I've been looking at recently is a couple of different live events now. Bearing in mind we're moving out of this pandemic, events are coming back, and I've been to a couple just in the last 2 weeks, and by showing my face, going out there and just talking to a couple of people, completely new people, randomers in a room, I've been able to generate more business, like on a one-to-one level, than any of my social media has provided this month. My social media is used there to, like, when these people then go home and search me, they can actually look me up and see that what I talked to about when I met them is something that I talk about every single day, and therefore I build that next level of trust. So I go to the Professional Speakers Association events. It's something that I'm starting over the next 6 months. I'm going to start going to those. I've been going to an event called Clique, which is based up north. It's a private members business club, something that I love. It's run by two of my friends, Sarah Reswick and Matt Haycox. And for me, like, it's got amazing, amazing people in there. Business owners who know other business owners who may need my services every now and again. Like, my job right now is to build the Grammication brand to a point where we become the most recommended content marketing agency in the UK. That's our goal. That's what we want to do. We've got set KPIs of how we're going to get there, but to be able to do it, I've got to get out and start building that brand again. My social media followings, yes, they do grow. My social media followings do build relationships. However, they're a supporting tool. They are not the sole lead generation source. So if you're doing this right now and you're wondering why you're not generating enough business, I ask you, like, what are you doing to actually get out there in front and meet people that need your product and service? You need to get your product and service in front of the right people, in the right hands, so they can start to talk to people about it, so they can start to understand it. Building relationships is obviously business 101, right? I don't need to probably go into more detail around it. However, I've only been able to get to where I've got to. And by the way, I'm nowhere near where I want to get to. I've still got so much that I need to do. And you probably feel the same, but I'm only able to get here because I understand what I do. I clearly communicate it. I do it day in, day out, looking to meet new people every single day. And I look to add value. I look to try and be remembered. And I get remembered by helping people. So whether that is by sending some samples or bringing some samples of your products to events or to online meetings where you can send stuff out to people, whether it is providing advice around a service that you do. So like for me, I spend a lot of time speaking to people, providing them with free social media and content strategy, stuff that they've probably never thought of before. So my brand sticks in their mind. So when they get to the point at which they're ready to look to put some money into solving the problem, that Grammication is the brand that they think about. Or when they're down the pub with their mates, when content marketing and social media content gets brought up, that again, Chris Taylor and Grammication is the brands that get recommended or spoken about over that pub table. So people then eventually come to my social media accounts, they see the content that I produce, they then get direct message by me looking to build that relationship further, and business is done. For me, like, for this whole journey, I've dabbled in paid advertising. I've dabbled in pay-per-click. Like, I've dabbled in all of these different strategies. I've spent a fortune trying to learn them, but actually every single time that I do, I come back to this fundamental principle of business, which is figure out what it is that you want to be known for, tell as many people as you possibly can about it, and look to actually help people every single day. I want to use an example, and I hope you're listening to this right now, the person that's asked me this question. Like, if you're a copywriter, find groups and communities of people that need copywriting help. Find networking events where there are professional services all hanging around, and try to build the relationships with the people that you could potentially do some form of partnership with. Start speaking to friends, start speaking to contacts that have got audiences and understanding what it is that you can do for free, which is going to help build that brand further. Start reaching out to podcast hosts, get interviewed, start looking to potentially do some talks in front of audiences which showcase how good you are at what you do. Start offering out potentially some services for free to people that have got audiences, with the opportunity that you can then use them as a testimonial in front of their own group to be able to then generate more inquiries for yourself. This stuff doesn't have to be that complicated. We can make business as complicated as we want it to be. But when you're first starting out, when you're trying to use social media, yes, use it. It's effective. But don't rely on it solely as a tool, because you know what? There are so many people doing what you do online right now. So many people. You are not unique in your service. For me, like, there's nothing new under this sun. Most of the stuff that we're doing, if you're listening right now, has probably been done before. The only thing that's going to enable you to stand out and actually generate the business that you know you deserve is the time that you spend talking to these people, building the relationships, so you can beat all of this competition, this flipping tendering process, by being a recommendation, so you jump ahead of them and you're automatically given the opportunity in the time of the day that all of these other people are cold outreaching, direct messaging, spamming, social media content producing, and just not seeing the results that this stuff is actually going to get you when you do it right. The potential of this right now, bearing in mind there is so much business to be done, bearing in mind businesses are looking to recover and looking to grow, bearing in mind the economy is coming back, people are starting to spend money again, you just need to make sure that you're getting your products and services in front of the right people in the right hands, and make sure it is good enough for you to then be recommended when your problem is spoken about. I don't spend hours and hours on social media. I don't spend a fortune on paid advertising. I spend next to nothing right now because I don't need to. 95% of my business comes from referrals and recommendations. And if you actually think about it, I'm wearing a Gymshark t-shirt right now. Gymshark, yes, they spend money on paid advertising. But actually, when they first started, all they did was get the product into the right hands, get other people talking about how amazing it is. And then from there, people started talking about it. When I think of gym clothing now, whenever somebody asks me, what gym clothing should I get? Gymshark's the name that I recommend. The biggest and the best businesses, in my opinion, from the experiences that I've been through and I've seen, they are the easiest to recommend, they are the easiest to refer, and therefore, that is what happens. They get referred, they get recommended. It's so simple. People want to overcomplicate this marketing stuff, but actually all marketing is generating attention, building relationships, having strategic sales conversations, closing the deal, and repeating over and over and over again. Focusing on their daily habits, focusing on building as many relationships as you possibly can, get your products and services in front of the right people, be easy to recommend, easy to refer, and things will start to happen. I hope this one's been helpful for you. Remember, Wednesday, if you're listening to this before Wednesday, there will be probably a replay going live. It is a one-off. I'm not running this one ever again. It's just a one-off as a thank you. You'll find the link to it in the comments, in the description, in the show notes. If you have any questions, as always, direct message me on Instagram is the best place to get me. I hope this one's been helpful. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.